is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Dixon Medicine.
If I were you, I'd go like this. I go, don't do this. Distracting me. You're doing two things at once.
Yep. Here's the difference between me doing something. First off, how dare you? Here's the thing, Drew.
That's when you know I'm right.
No, I'm reading a complaint letter that was
handed to you.
Yeah. Handed me. You know, it was funny. I was like, "Ooh, envelope. Who's this from?" Ooh, Trip Reed, the general manager. It's been a little Christmas bonus in there. What do we got? I got a little money. What? Oh, maybe it's just goodwill. That's just a job well done. Turned out to say, forwarded this letter. Adam doesn't realize the impact that his comments make. Blah, 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 blah. And I thought, of course, it's not a holiday thing. It's a complaint. Hold on a second, Weisenheimer. Here's the thing. I'm actually reading a complaint letter and doing the show. You like to go over there and spin plates and play a washboard while I'm trying to talk to a caller or make a point. That's the difference. Anytime, by the way, you want to read, do something else, and actually do the show, move the show along, feel free. Fair enough. Much as you can do while actually propelling the show, I will leave you alone. You like to play the drums with a couple of ballpoint pens while I'm trying to move the show along.
Got it.
You understand?
Thank you.
So it's like, let's see, coming up tomorrow night, Papa Roach, got Buddy Rich over here. You see, that's the difference.
Yes.
You can do anything you want to do as long as you're moving the show along.
Education and enlightenment of the talent can be the best response. That's good. We'll do that. We'll enlighten you.
All right. Now, you go ahead and talk. I'm reading this.
Yeah, we got to find out exactly what this claim is. It doesn't say what the problem was. We'll have to find out from Trish.
We always appreciate your response from our listeners. Well, we always appreciate the response. Yeah. You know what I was thinking about, though? Somebody called me and just said, you know, they did that whole thing where they ended up fining Fox like $1.1 million for allegedly like, several hundred complaints that came into the FCC for some Fox show that nobody watched called like Who's Your Daddy or some crap like that. And then they sort of did a little research and it turns out
what organization sending all of
them? Well, first it turned out that it was like 25 letters that got spread out. Then that got carved down to like three. And eventually it was like two people that actually wrote the letter.
Right.
And Drew,
how scary is that?
It's horrifying.
Yes, it is.
It's horrifying that an idiot, and by the way, the people, if we've discerned from doing the show, the people that write letters are nobody you would ever want to hang out with.
Oh.
There's nobody writes a letter about anything that you'd ever want to spend any kind of time with at all. As we've learned from doing the show, these are idiots. These are sort of reactionary people who don't have much on their plate. By the way, here's the thing. When you have your own life, you're not supposed to have enough time to write a letter. You're supposed to declare, I'm going to write a letter on an almost daily basis, but never follow through with it because your life
is
so fulfilled.
Yes, you're too busy.
That's right. And the people that do write letters, ironically, the people we should be listening to the least.
Yes.
Because they are in the group of people who write letters.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And instead, we listen to them. And one letter can change a policy. One letter from a guy with a junior high. Sorry for the people in junior high. I didn't mean to insult you. Junior college.
Oh.
Well, that's even worse. Education can change, get a show pulled off the air, get fines, change policy.
Remember when we were doing Loveline, somebody sent a letter to Wendy's. We were on MTV, and somebody sent a letter to Wendy's. One letter to Wendy's.
Right.
Almost took the whole thing down.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes. All right.
Anyway. All right. Hey, I gave a little plug on the show.
The hell complaint is, though? You know, what was I saying? Please. Anybody who listens to the show at any time who has a computer can write a thousand letters.
They should call when they have complaints.
Oh, they're pussies.
No, but I mean, they should write. They should talk to
us. And of course, look, once in a blue moon, we get a call. It's like, I don't think, when Drew said that he was a fan of rape, I didn't agree with him.
It's like
he didn't appreciate because I was raped. Whenever something happened to you, you just hear it and everybody else.
Right.
That's that sort of thing where somebody goes, hey, that's a nice sweater. Did you hear him say I was fat?
Yeah.
When you feel a certain way, when you think certain things, you just hear horrible right. things, and then you right. start writing letters.
And then you can sort of take your little campaigns or crusades. Like, Chris, did you know that a rape, it's a violent crime? Did you know that?
It's a violent crime.
You didn't know that?
It's a violent crime.
It's a crime.
It's not a sexual crime.
Not a sexual okay. crime.
That's the point. It's not a sexual crime.
It's nothing
sexual about it except for the part where you come at the end.
Otherwise, violent.
Violent.
Okay. Same thing as if Chris, you walked into a liquor store, mm-hmm, pistol whipped the Korean guy behind the counter.
That's right.
Shot him.
And then came.
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay. Violence. A violent act that ends with a load of semen coming out of your penis. But not sexual. Not sexual. Okay. Violent crime. All right?
Right.
And remember, Drew, there are no rape victims, only survivors.
Survivors of violent crime.
You're not even a rape survivor. You're a violent crime survivor where something came out of the guy's penis. Okay?
This might be what the complaint was about.
Yeah. And you necessarily, there wasn't, yeah. You with me, Anderson?
Yeah, I'm with you, but I think this might be what Tripp was
talking about. Listen.
Really?
Look. Come on.
I don't know what it was.
Listen, no one is making fun of rape. They're making fun of how people split hairs about rape. But rape is an awful crime for what it is. It's a horrible, misguided, aggressive sexual act.
No, sexual? How dare you?
Violent act where a guy ejaculates.
That's right.
I like how Tripp didn't put what the reason was, though, because now everything you say, you'll be like, whoa, maybe it was this or maybe it was that.
Yeah.
You could drive yourself crazy. Mm.
I could, or I could forget all about it.
Yeah.
And
which you will.
That's what I'm going to do. All right. So listen, all you pussies who write letters, come over here and kiss my hairy ass. Please. No one gives a rat's ass what crappy group you're a part of, you idiots.
What a bunch of pussies. They're pussies.
I'm a lesbian. I'm gay. I'm Indian. Who cares? Shut up, idiots.
Hey, listen, I'm in.
All you people in all your groups, please, just shut up. Leave everyone alone, would you? Lead your miserable life. Here's the truth. Here's the thing you really can't take. No one gives a rat's ass about you. That's it. It's like, oh, my God, this guy hates these people. Oh, this guy's anti-gay. Oh, this guy's anti-whatever. Well, you know what? We don't even think about whoever you are and whatever you do. You're just a number. You're just an idiot.
Yeah.
Please, just go get with your congregation and go drive yourselves nuts. You screwballs with your crappy religion, stupid ethnic groups that have to break off and file lawsuits. Whoever you are, just please go get with your people, your precious people. You can all just go lick each other to death somewhere and leave everyone else alone.
Hey, speaking of I'm doing a little research tonight. I'm interested in things that people keep secret. They're sort of their behaviors that they're kind of a little ashamed of and perhaps are engaged in that they don't feel comfortable really telling people about, but sort of educate us. Because I was exposed to something tonight called Craigslist. Mm-hmm. You heard of this?
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Craigslist?
Mm-hmm.
People meeting up and hooking up with strangers and stuff?
Yeah. No. Why is it called Craigslist?
I guess Craig invented it. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But you click on, people say, I'll meet you. You know, I'm going to be standing on Melrose in 3 minutes. Somebody come by and let's have sex.
All gay.
Not all. A lot of gay stuff.
Yeah.
That's
Craig's got Hep C.
That's a guy.
That's what's going on. Please, I'll meet you on Melrose. Let's say, find me a chick under 400 pounds who's gonna meet me down. Okay, what? Okay, synchronize your watch. Okay, well, okay, it's 9. It's 9:46. Let's call it 10:30. Straight up, I'll be out there. Yeah, you smoking hot blonde.
Right.
Me, a desperate guy working out of computer in mom's basement.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
No, it's dudes. It's more dudes hooking up. There's none of that. Here's the whole thing. If you're into attractive women, don't bother doing any of that stuff. It's impossible.
Right.
Impossible. One in 1 million may be one who just caught a boyfriend cheating and is looking for a little vengeance sex.
Yeah, yeah.
But you ain't going to find that needle in that haystack.
But think how many willing partners that...
No, you, but believe me, you're going to be 300 snuff films you'll be in before you get to that one.
Yeah.
300 times you have some guy holding you down in his van. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, I'm interested in being educated tonight. So
what do you want?
Just things that people do that they sort of, you know, whether they're having,
What kind of education?
Well, like the Craigslist was an education for me, and are they really a desperate housewife show?
Those things don't exist. That's just stuff that's TV crap.
Well, no, I think those are sick women trying to have stable relationships. And sabotaging
no, I'm talking about Craigslist. That's just a bunch of gay guys giving it to each other.
All right, well, I'm
in
learning.
A park. Yeah. There's no chicks involved with that.
Well, the 400 pounders.
With the 400 plus pound club. Yes. Yes, they have to be moved there via transport dirigible. And then what we do is we lower them down on a winch and we'll suspend them there just a few feet above the ground. You hook up with them and then we'll ask to tow them back to their hangar. That's what you find. Yeah. And look, if you watch these crappy daytime TV shows, they're going to lead you to believe that there's hot college-age girls that are participating in this. Right. Possibly one for every several hundred thousand gay guys.
Right.
All right?
Right.
All right. Are you ready to go here?
Here we go.
And what about the what's the Desperate Housewives thing?
Well, I'm just interested in whether who those people are and what they're doing, what they're up to, kind of thing. Right. People that sort of live those kinds of secret lives.
What are they doing? You mean housewives?
Housewives or older women or swinging. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, I'm finding, and we're not hearing that much about it here. So,
all right. Well, we talk to stone teenagers, not desperate housewives.
That's true. That's true.
Well, Jenny?
Yes?
You're 23?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Well, I've been dating this guy on and off for about 4 years, and when we first started dating, we had great sex, and he's moved to Arkansas, and now last weekend he was in town, and we had sex. Well, the last time we had sex, it came really fast, so this time I went ahead and I gave him a hand job, and he came, and we waited about 15 minutes, and then we tried again, and again, he came within 5 minutes, and I was wondering exactly what it is that causes a guy to come that fast in his
Jenny, build up. He's been away for a while.
Well, right? Yeah, but we've had sex every other weekend for the last month and a half now. So I mean,
you said he wasn't like that at the beginning,
right? He was able to in the beginning.
He was able to last, and that's when you guys were having sex more regularly.
Yeah, I mean, it was like once a weekend.
So now it's every other weekend. He's going faster. How long have you guys been together?
What's with the hand job stuff?
She's trying to get him to last longer.
I was trying to get him to last longer, and I've heard that if you do the pre, then it goes longer.
Oh, well done. Well done.
Yeah.
But I think the fact is that you guys aren't having...
Let's say it's like milking him.
Getting the bullet out.
Wow.
Discharging.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
But if we're going to be serious, I gave him a blowjob, and
thank you.
The second time around... He came
thank you, Jenny. Adam's sensibilities were skewed. He couldn't make sense of this.
I mean, look, guys older than 20, how old is he?
He's 24.
24. That is the cutoff for the hand jobs. Unless, you're traveling, it's a stripper, it's one of those situations.
Sure,
I mean,
Drew,
you know about it.
Right, sure.
Right, but I'm just saying, from a girlfriend, getting a hand job from a girlfriend's like her, making him a dinner in an easy bake oven.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a throwback.
Yeah.
Right. That's
you don't need that.
It's retro.
All right.
Retro.
All right. All right. So that's his rhythm.
What I'm wondering is if he masturbated himself, would maybe that help out in the situation if he maybe masturbated more?
Well, how long do you need? Whoa. Slow down.
Easy.
How long do you need him to last?
Well, more than 5 minutes. I mean, I would like to at least have an orgasm myself.
How long does it take you to have an orgasm?
Are you angry? What's wrong with you?
Well, no. She's maybe, frustrated. I mean, at least 10 or 15 minutes.
10 or 15 minutes. That's a pretty long time for a guy.
Not for me.
And yeah. And well, how about oral sex for you?
He doesn't at all.
Okay, maybe that's
see, she's
the
angry. Yeah. She's angry.
Wouldn't that be good for you?
What's up? Why not?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it makes me feel kind of uncomfortable to have a guy down there. Personally, I don't prefer a guy going down on me. Now, I enjoy going down on a guy, but I don't really enjoy the guy going down on me.
Hmm. We're going to have to...
clone her?
I was going to say we have to get some cells from you, sweetie. Go ahead and put them into the hopper. I'm trying to create the ultimate skank. It's going to be awesome.
My God.
No, but, someone who's, self-esteem is just low enough that they don't want you going down on them, but they double down on you.
There you go.
Maybe she has a older sister, a younger mother. Jenny?
Yeah.
All right. Where's your dad? Hold on. Let me talk to Drew.
I don't think there's anything wrong
with her. She's starting to get angry.
No, she's frustrated. That's all.
No.
Not angry. Frustrated.
Shush.
Because I don't feel. Does that make
I
you feel.
Feel I'm starting to feel it. Jenny?
No, I'm not angry or frustrated. I know that has the family molested you comments going to start coming? No, I don't have any of them.
I don't have the molestation thing come from you. I just got, I don't know, I got some anger. Where's Dad?
Dad, my parents are still married. He's here.
Uh-huh.
I don't get any of that.
Uh-huh.
So,
your boyfriend, is he not paying attention?
Is your boyfriend not paying attention? Does he not seem sort of interested in helping you? Is that what's bothering you? You know what I mean? He gets off and he's just done. He doesn't try to help you.
No, yeah, I guess maybe it's miscommunication, and maybe I'm expecting him to do something for me that he's not.
Yeah. Well, go ahead and
tell him what you want.
But what's the part where you're not comfortable with him giving you oral sex?
That might help things along.
Well, he won't do it at all, period. But it's not like I'm not frustrated or angry with that.
Hold on. He won't do it at all, period?
No, period.
How do you know?
He's not okay with it. No, I've asked him.
Why?
And he said he doesn't do that. And I asked him, well,
is he Jamaican?
Is it because you're inexperienced or because you're just not good at it? And he was like, both.
Bitch. Is he black? Is he a black guy?
No, he's a white guy.
Wow. Sometimes a cultural thing, you know, Drew.
Which I don't judge. Jamaicans have a thing about that.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a thing about a lot of things. All right, Jenny.
Yes.
You're angry at him. And you should be, because this whole, like, hey, I'd like you to give me some pleasure, and him going, no, it's not really like, forget about the oral sex part. It's like, look, I'm not being satisfied here. Here's something you could do to rectify that. And he's saying, I don't do that.
I'm saying, no, under no conditions.
Yeah.
No way.
I think you've been with this guy long enough.
We don't like him.
Get rid of him.
All right. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, all right.
Look, Jenny, if you can't,
she's
listen.
Angry.
You got to just tell
Thank
him what you.
You
need. And if he runs from that, what are you going to do? That's not a reciprocal relationship.
Wow.
Adam's kind of right.
I like that proclamation of I don't give oral. That's nice.
You made it a number of times.
You know what you should do? It's really, that's what you should do with everything. That's what the NRA does.
Make a proclamation or just create a policy.
You just fight everything all the way along. And then you end up fighting about the same thing 25 years later.
Yeah.
And if you really think about the difference between, like, the NRA and what the smokers did, you realize NRA is really much smarter.
Hmm.
Like, with smokers, they were like, yeah, we need you to move you a different part of the airplane. We need you to move a different part of the restaurant. People are like, well, all right, yeah, sorry. We'll go over here. And then at a certain point, it's like, yeah, we're going to need you moving to the bar. Just smoking in the bar. Oh, okay, yeah, we'll get up. Yeah, we'll go. Yeah, going to need you outside the restaurant. This is all in the course of about 4 months, by the way. We're going to need you outside. Okay, yeah, well, we'll be out front here. I'm going to kind of take it down the street a little bit. I'm going
to
need to clear this area about 20-foot thing
go
there.
Go to the beach.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you could go to the park. Go to the park or the beach and have yourself smoke. Oh, okay. We're going to need you not be smoking on the beach. No. You have kids? Well, you live in an apartment? Mm-hmm. I'm going to need you not be smoking. It's like we went from guys just smoking 3 or 4 cigarettes at a time on talk shows, airplane pilots, just 3 or 4 cigarettes at a time to can't smoke on the beach with a, 40-mile offshore breeze coming in, right?
Right.
NRA... Mm-mm. See, they're smart.
You can have your banana clips.
We're going to make these cop-killing Teflon hollow point bullets illegal. Just in the 40-round banana clips. No.
Next thing, slippery slope.
And we're going to have to talk. Oh, not so fast. And then been arguing about it. You argue about it for 30 years, and maybe they finally give it up. And then it's like, okay, the grenade launcher attachment on the M16. Oh, slow down. See?
Yeah.
Smokers should have done that. They should have said, smokers, hey, look, we're going to need you guys to move to this part of the restaurant. Oh, wait a minute now. Slow down. They could have still been arguing about that 20 years later.
Absolutely right.
No, pow. Now they're off the beach. Pretty soon, they're not going to be able to light them. They're just going to have to eat the cigarette. Hey, is there any smoke? No. No, I'm eating. Officer, I'm just eating a cigarette. You sure you're eating it? Because I smell something. Well, I farted. I just lit a match, but I haven't been... Okay, let me see. Stick your tongue out. I see tobacco and some filter on there. Okay.
There you go.
All right, just keep eating those cigarettes. All right, your brothers, you eat the menthols. Yeah, that's good.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's Sean, 25. Sean.
Hey.
Sean. Hey, what's up, Sean?
Hey, I'm here. That Craigslist, man, that thing works.
What works?
Are you gay?
I'm telling you, Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist, yeah.
Hey, that thing is proven to work.
What happened? Tell us the story.
It always happens. I've met maybe 15, 20 people off that Craigslist, so it's just not a thing just to get people to look through it. That thing mm-hmm. works. You can really find people on there that, you know.
When you say people, you mean gay guys or trannies?
I mean women only.
Just trannies, then.
Women and couples.
Couples? You met with a couple?
Trannies and beards.
Six
yeah.
or seven different couples.
Six or seven
couples?
And what happened? What'd you do?
It's just hooking up with them. They put.
What do you mean? Wait. Tell us a story.
Tell
specifically. What happened?
I've met two married.
Give us. Forget. Couples. Don't give me the numbers. Give me a story. Tell me one story.
Tell you one story. I met a couple off there. We met at a coffee shop. The lady liked it. The guy was cool with it. Went home and threesome from there.
To their house?
Their house.
Were they married?
Yeah.
What was, did he want to watch you doing something with his wife, or what was the whole deal?
He wanted to watch and join.
So you wanted to have sex with you?
No, not with me. Just he was totally straight.
Yeah. Listen, let me tell you something. I've seen enough three-way porn movies to
half
know.
Half-mo.
No. Not the homo half-mo thing. No, even if the guy's straight, best case scenario, you got some ball sack like banging against your shoulder or something while you're doing something.
That's the best case.
Let me give you worst case. When it's finishing time.
Teabag.
Let me explain something. Urethra, it ain't rifle. There's no rifling in the urethra. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Stuff goes crazy places.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's
that, sorry, dude.
Next thing you know, you're right. Yeah. There ain't a wet nap big enough to clean that mess up.
Well, that's because your soul has to be cleaned up.
Plus, it's weird, too. Like, here's what I would think. Like, I would be freaking out. Like, so if the guy did the, hey, you want to bang?
What's with the multiple
doubles thing? You want to bang my old lady? You want to bang the old lady? I would be scared halfway into it. The guy would freak on me and hit me with a lamp.
Shoot him, absolutely.
Like, just change his mind, or he's just he has personality disorder.
Or just listen, just have feelings they didn't expect.
Yeah, and just decide you need to
just
die.
Flip out. Wait, let's talk to him again. Who is he? Sean.
Yeah.
Do you have a girlfriend? Do you have relationships?
No.
You just don't. You just have sex with random people.
I'm just. Hey, it's safe and. The people
safe.
On there, and they're cool with it. I'm cool with it, too.
You
can meet people on there, too. It's not only couples.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I work at a retail store.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do drugs or alcohol?
Nothing like that. I drink socially.
Sure. What does this chick look like, the couple chick?
See, you only respond to the ones with pictures.
Uh-huh.
No picture, no response. So still, if you're a good guy, and you got a picture, and you send it to them, you're more likely to get a response.
Uh huh.
You still didn't answer your question.
Or singles.
Yeah, answer your question.
Ask me a question, Audra.
So, what did the girl look like in this couple?
You got to provide a picture. Yeah. You mean, but the hotter you are, the more you get laid. You know.
Got it. Let me write that down.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah. Well, let's ask it again.
All right. Sean, what'd she look like?
5'7". 118,
mm-hmm.
brown hair, brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Meth head. All right. Well, it's working for you.
It's working. It's working for a lot of people that I know.
All right, but it seems like all right. I'm gonna revise my gay only statement and say weird couple thing. It's
weird,
a weird three way couple thing
with willing hypomanic males.
Yeah, but yeah. Weird couple thing.
Yeah,
because. I don't think you're just going to see hot single chicks cruising it.
No.
You will see the guy who's, got a little Star 80 action going on his old lady. Drew never knows what I'm talking about. Star 80? No. Dorothy Stratton,
the
playmate?
Got it.
Yeah.
Did he make her do weird stuff? Or was he?
Yeah.
I mean, I know he killed her. And
yeah. I mean, oh. Yeah. Yeah. No, no.
He made her do weird stuff?
Yeah. No, I just mean controlling, domineering.
Well, it's also... The girl that is actually a lesbian who wants to try something out. The girl who wants to sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
These,
mm-hmm.
you know, all are love line mm-hmm. callers. Mm-hmm. We got lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break.
Chris, you got to get on it.
Craigslist. Why don't you hook up with somebody now and then go out and meet him out in front of the studio?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Just see who shows up.
Right.
Okay. And it's an experiment.
Yeah. All right. We'll take ourselves a quick break. We'll be Papa Roach in here tomorrow night, by the way. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Woo. Hell yeah. Get it on.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Got to get it on. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night. The band at Loogies.
I mean, wasn't that wild, right?
No, wasn't wild.
But I mean,
it was rock and roll.
It was rock and roll, but they were taking swigs of water and hawking and then using the water as sort of a propellant.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
What I saw was sort of like a ha with the water and the loog going.
Yeah.
It was good.
I've said it many times. Rather be urinated on than loogied on.
Yeah, loog and sputum are my two least favorite.
Well, sputum and loog ain't much different, are they?
No, similar stuff, yeah. Sputum's big hunks of loog.
It's
more whiter. It's a white, it's a little purer.
Oh, really?
But it's a little bigger.
Comes from deeper
lungs.
In the earth?
Yeah.
Comes from the lungs? Where's the loog come from?
Sinuses.
Oh, really?
So it's a little more bacterial up here.
Oh, so one's a sinus, the other's a lung.
Mm.
But then you're hawking both of them, aren't you? I mean, you're...
No. The sputum is...
Ah, nice. Yeah, I don't have any loog in me. I'm a spitter.
Which is shocking with that nasally drone.
I just get
foam.
You think
you'd have lots of loog.
Yeah. I sound like a formidable loogier.
Well, like a loog factory of some sort.
Yeah, but I get nothing.
It's sort of bogus, right? I mean, you've got all the loog sound, all the misery of a loog producer, and none of the benefit.
Yeah, I'm like a plywood facade
on a
Western set.
Yes, yes.
Nothing there.
Behind, yeah.
Nothing behind it. Just a few 1x3 yeah. kickers holding me up.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's basically my life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's heavy, man.
It is, man.
Sexual crime. No. Violent crime, not a sexual crime. Got
That's
it.
Right.
Got it.
Plywood facade.
Got it.
Couple of 1x3 kickers. Big win. Take me right down. No general store. No saloon. Just nothing.
1x3 kickers.
Lisa? You're 32?
I am. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
We're good. What's happening?
How's it going? Well, I called in because you've been talking about Craigslist tonight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I am a San Francisco dweller who has used Craigslist for all kinds of things, including going on dates and mm-hmm. such. And I'm not a 400-pounder, and I'm not 5'1".
Yeah, but you're not meeting people on the street and going and having sex with them, are you?
No.
You're fat.
Well, no, although we've... Definitely a few girlfriends of mine and I will put out an ad in an evening and say, anybody want to go get drinks? And the first couple guys that answer, we meet up with them at a bar and hang out for an evening. It's led to dates and things.
Have you ever met any really interesting people that way?
Actually, a lot of interesting people. There's some really nice people. I haven't kept them, but...
Sure. Kept them.
Yeah. In other words, I dated them. You know,
kept them in the closet. You know, just sort of stuff them in there and catalog them.
No, it's well, first off, it's that catch-22 thing, which is a lot of provocative, interesting, right. articulate people. Oh, you had a second date with them? No.
Right.
Well, if they're so interesting,
think about it. One of the things that the internet doesn't allow is for attraction to figure into the initial meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pure random act.
Well, they're showing pictures.
You and I know a lot about what attraction is, and attraction. Yeah. If people don't have the right craziness in the mix,
yeah. But if someone's good looking, that'll work
for the guy. There's a girl.
For the guy.
There's a girl we're talking about.
Lisa.
Wait. I'm hearing a lot of static. There you go.
All
Are
right.
you with me?
Yeah.
We have gotten some interesting pictures though. Guys sending pictures of their penises and things like that. And...
Yeah, what is that? I went on Craigslist tonight, and every male picture that was posted.
Yeah.
Was of the Schwanz.
Yeah.
What is that? Like, hey, look at me? It's like exhibitionism?
That's more gay
stuff. I will say there's some pictures that are pretty good. You have to look at them, but I'm not generally going to meet up with those people.
You have to look at them.
Yeah.
I recoiled myself.
So what is...
Some of them were attractive.
Attractive
penises.
Yeah.
Wait. Excuse me. Those words don't usually go together.
Attractive penis is fine. It's a scrotum that's not good looking.
Yeah.
Straight women who like the penis.
Drew's being an idiot.
No, wait, I'm interested. You think penises are attractive?
There are some men who have the most, yeah, absolutely.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and be a part of your charade. What does that mean?
What does that mean? What is she talking
Who
about?
Who cares? Some guys have a nice looking
coronal
dork
flare,
and other guys don't. I happen to have a nice looking penis.
You do not.
It is. It's beautiful. It is.
It's pristine. It's
pristine. It's nicely proportioned. It smells of lilac
and paper mache and talc.
Please, Lisa. There's the
veiny penis. There's the hairy penis. There's the two things at the top. You know, there's some. It's just
The ones with the weird scar circle going around them.
Yeah. Which, you know, a lot of guys seem to have, but some it's more pronounced. But you know what I mean.
It's like everything else. Right. It's everything else in humans. It's symmetry is a big deal.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Excuse me. Right? I didn't know.
Yes, you did know.
I didn't know.
You couldn't tell the difference between a good-looking penis and...
Is there such thing as a good-looking vagina?
Yes. How dare you?
Well, it's the ones that are kind of weird-looking, but it's not...
They're ones that go south. Yes.
Yes, but that doesn't mean...
There's a whole business out of repairing those that have
extra stuff coming out.
Well, there's a laundry list of things that can go wrong with the vagina.
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes, sir.
Am I right?
I personally think my vagina's looking pretty good, but I'm sure that that's true.
Right. All right. Now, what do you do for a living?
I'm an attorney.
Ooh. Something's wrong here. What's creepy? What's
just
going on?
Because I'm the attorney, something's wrong.
No. Thrice divorced. What went on? What happened?
With what?
Do you have kids?
Divorced?
I don't have kids. I was briefly married. I am divorced, but I'm in a long-term, fantastic relationship.
And meeting guys randomly?
No. I did that when I was single.
How long have you been in this relationship?
Just almost a year, but I've known him more than 10 years.
And you didn't meet him on Craigslist?
No, through friends.
All right.
Which seems to be the best way, really. I mean, Craigslist is great, but I think the introduction part is much better.
All right.
Are you planning to have a family, that kind of thing? Is that something in your future or no?
I'd love to do that, absolutely, okay. And I think he does too. So it's
All right. Yeah. I'm getting bored now. But listen, so evidently... People want to hook up. It's not as seedy as... maybe the internet has evolved. Maybe it's changed.
You and I are just old farts.
Well, here's the thing. We look at... I mean, I think you and me, because I don't know how to work a computer, always looked at internet as sort of dating as sort of tantamount to mail order bride and worse. Right?
Sort of jaundiced view of that, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, and maybe that was true at the beginning, but there were a lot of things that you didn't want to do over the internet. Like, for instance, shopping over the internet was, there was a lot of trouble with that 8 years ago or 10 years ago. Right. Now it's commonplace. They've worked out the bug.
Right.
And now if everyone's going to use the internet for shopping, for communicating, then eventually what is going to be so... There'll come a day, I predict, Drew, when people will look down on those who met at a bar.
Right. It could be.
Oh, you're drunk, you're at some place, you're obviously looking to hook up. Here, we got to know each other.
Yeah, you're right, it could be.
All right. I've turned the corner. I'm going to get on this Craigslist, see what's going on. All right, what are we doing, Drew?
One more Craigslist call.
Really?
There's two bunch of them.
All right. Does that we want to do all night?
Let's just ask him one more of this. Come on, guy.
Because ultimately, we have to ask ourselves this question. What does it have to do with me?
Yeah, that's tough for you. I know.
You know what I'm saying?
But just, this guy works for Craigslist. Just check it out.
Jeremy?
How's it going, guys?
You're 30. What's up?
First, I want to thank you real quick for coming up to the Bay Area to Stanford. That was real cool. And I hope to see you guys up there again.
Anytime. We love going up there.
Thanks for coming.
We love going up there. We come up there anytime. It's
great.
So easy. You know,
you're invited. And what you said about Nerdsville at Stanford, I'd say more like Snopsville.
Oh, really?
Snobby. Yeah, I think there were people who were too shy to raise their hand because I'm a snob.
Oh, okay.
And then there were, you know, your fans. So.
All right. Well, what's up?
But I can't let... everything that's been said about Craigslist is true. However, that's not its initial mission. It's more like... does the term free weekly make any sense? It looked like
I get it. I understand.
Right. Yeah.
And it just happens to have, you know, this... In fact, what you guys are doing tonight... although I love you guys, is probably going to be if it creates any publicity, is going to be for the personals. Right. That's what you're talking about.
Right. Well, there's other facets.
You can find apartments for rent and that kind of thing.
Absolutely, and it's really valuable for that. Yeah. So that's how it got off the ground.
So it's more of a almost a Yellow Pages kind of thing. It's a lot of stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Jeremy.
Thanks, Jeremy.
I'm here.
All right. I don't. I mean, look. Here's the deal. It's like everything eventually turns to porn and sex.
Well, new technologies. That's where they go first.
Yeah.
As you said, it's either lighting. You know, it's farting or sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what I say?
Well, I remember you guys did. You and Jimmy did chimpanzee theater about inventions through time.
Yeah.
And, you know, they discovered the phone. Of course, the first thing that Watson does is fart into it.
Right, right. That's true. Yeah. That's very true. As true today as it was, 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Let's speak to Donald.
Yeah.
Give him a cervical cancer if he's uncircumcised. Find me a chick. The dangers of using shrooms. Shrooms. Ashley.
Yeah?
You want to try mushrooms?
Well, she's done it a bunch of times.
Oh, you've done it?
Hello? Mm-mm.
We're here. Turn off your radio.
My radio is off.
Well, okay.
Well, what are you listening to?
I'm not listening to anything at all. It's like completely silent.
All right, good.
All right.
All right. So you've done mushrooms a couple times, right?
Yeah, I've done them like 5 to 6 times in like the last year and a half.
And what's your question?
Are there any like permanent effects?
Probably. Probably.
Like they've what?
It's not been well documented yet, frankly, and so I can't. Yeah. I'd love to tell you there's all kinds of.
It's hard
things.
To be that high and get away free.
Well, there's something
you are seriously effed up on mushrooms.
There's something called excitotoxicity, Ashley, that occurs whenever the brain is being driven too hard. Let's say
mm-hmm.
that the very chemicals that the brain is using to sort of communicate the cells amongst themselves become free radicals and start tearing the cells apart. So. All hallucinogens, in my experience, carry the potential of causing brain damage. Now, mm-hmm. how much and how permanent, that's up for debate. Mushrooms, I have actually never seen evidence of severe damage, so I can't mm-hmm. tell you that mm-hmm. it's definitely happening. But it should be happening based on what I've seen from other hallucinogens.
Yeah, people don't seem to take them enough.
Well, that's the point. That's what I think it is, because people, they kick the crap out of you. People aren't right for a while afterwards.
Yeah.
And no one likes eating cow pie particularly, which is basically what they grow in, the mushrooms.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be uptight.
It eats in cow pie.
All right, so you sit
pie.
Around and eat lobster, man.
Dude,
that's crawling around on the bottom of the ocean, dude.
Whatever, hippo flop, cow flop, it's all good, whatever you're into.
Yeah, mushrooms don't taste good. And, right. and you know, the other thing that's tough, too, with mushrooms is it's kind of hard to regulate, you know? You're not sure exactly how much to take. You know, you don't want to freak out, man.
You're so uptight, man. You'd freak out right away, I'm sure.
And listen, don't take them with any lightweights. Like those chicks, you know, they start going nutty halfway into it. And they just start freaking out, and then they bum out ear high, and then, it's tough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I tell you, man. I really I learned some stuff being high on mushrooms.
You did not. Yes. Lee Presson.
Well, I did. Yeah. Yeah, I did. No, it opens you up, man.
What it does is it hyperstimulates a part of the brain called the amygdala.
Yeah.
So things that should seem sort of background become novel.
That's right.
Things that are routine become novelty all of a sudden.
That's right, man.
Like you've seen them for the first time.
That's right.
Or you're seeing them from a different perspective.
That's right, man.
So the Presson nails.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, let me say this.
And,
thank you, Drew.
And by the way, when the amygdala comes down the other side of the high, mm-hmm. it goes down low and nothing's interesting.
That's right, man.
Then you feel bummed.
Yeah, except for me. I'm interested in everything.
All right, so Lee Presson.
As long as it's coming out of my mouth, you know what I'm saying, Pop?
Your interest is still coming out of your ass.
You know
too.
What I'm saying, Daddy-O? Yeah.
Come on, all right. Lee Presson.
All right, so look, here's the thing. Okay, let me just start from the start. You as you live in a backward society. We all do. I mean, there's crazy stuff. I mean, look, there's devoutly religious people strapping dynamite to themselves and blowing up other devoutly religious people in the name of their religion.
Right.
There are huge monster trucks mashing smaller parked cars in crowds and stadiums cheering.
Right.
There's guys getting smashed over head with folding chairs and micro underpants and crowds going insane. There's lots of weird, weird stuff. There's boob jobs. That's weird. Now, here's all the thing is you have to live in the middle of this effed up fruit salad known as life.
You screen it out.
You have to tune stuff out. Otherwise, you just go nuts.
Yeah.
You start hearing these stories of the guy who dressed up as a clown, lured 9-year-olds to his house, sodomized him, buried him under the house, and you would freak out with each and every story.
Right.
So you have to start tuning things out. when you get high on mushrooms, you don't screen out that stuff anymore. And you just stare at it. And you see the commercial where the lady has the long red plastic stick-on nails. And she's sticking them to the ends of her fingers to make her claws, like, look bloody. And this is going to attract the male species. And you go, freak out! Freak out!
Well, I understand. You mean, so the female of the human Homo sapien takes plastic, red plastic spears and glues them to the tips of the fingers because the male finds that more appealing?
Freak out.
makes them have
freak
tumescence of their genital organs.
Freak out.
Because there's red plastic on the tips of their fingers.
Freak out. And what's the red? Is that blood? Is that blood from something they'd slaughtered? Or is that blood that's rushing through them?
Right, right.
The point is don't get high on mushrooms unless you're prepared to take a good look around and then freak out.
Right.
And look, Drew hates it. He doesn't like it.
What,
he's against it. All that kind of stuff. But I'm telling you, it opens you up.
Hey, but listen, here's the deal. Why would I hate it? If you're uptight.
You're the man.
Hey, listen, if it just gave people an insight into life, I'd be all about it.
That's Bob right.
I get to see the people a few years later.
That's
when the
where
brain
I got my insights.
Manifests.
I took mushrooms once.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Freak out.
Freak out.
We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah. Woo! Get it on. Gotta get it on. Not uptight. So you know it's time to get it on. Freak out.
You're not uptight.
Get it on.
Ooh, Lord.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night.
That's professional right there.
Drew, it's a very interesting that you coughed as I was about to pick up this thing that tells you to cover your goddamn mouth when you cough.
I know.
Now, look.
It says, tapese la boca al tose.
Yeah. That means it's time to move to Canada in Spanish. That's what Chris, that means to me.
Pronounce that.
Dude, I got a C in Spanish, so I don't know.
Dude. Yeah.
No, he meant a yes in Spanish. He was that confused. cover your cough. And listen, let me explain a couple things that people come up with these horrible, like, alliterations or...
campaigns.
Like, campaigns, like, dare to keep... It's got to be good.
Yeah.
Otherwise, forget it.
Yeah.
Cover your cough.
Don't cram it up.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I don't need it to start with the same letter.
Right.
They're fine. Yeah. Anyway, shows a picture of a guy coughing, holding a handkerchief in front of his mouth. Now, I said to Drew, who ironically is a doctor, likes to cough and sneeze all over the place.
No,
and
not
never,
sneeze, not sneeze.
Nary a hand.
No, sneeze.
In his face. He
good
coughs.
For business.
Good for business. That's right. I've seen him actually... clasp his fingers, interlock his fingers behind his head like he's doing a sit-up when he coughs, just so there's nothing free that could possibly get in front of his mouth. And as I was about to bring this up, Drew was coughing once again, unobstructed by the hand. Now, what about that, Drew?
That you have to be there's not a lot of things that are airborne.
Not. No, yeah, they're not.
There aren't.
No. All right.
And chlamydia.
But what about this thing here?
Yeah.
It's telling you not to. You got to wash your hands.
Wash your hands for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to cough on somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in terms of coughing away from somebody, creating a particulate thing that could be airborne, if you don't, only certain illnesses can be transmitted, even TB.
How about putting your hand in front of your puss on the off chance a piece of corn comes flying out?
Then now my hand's infected. Now
you wipe it on your thigh and we move forward. And Drew, I read something in USA Today. Well, I don't read, but I saw a picture in USA Today, which is why it's my favorite newspaper, saying that the amount of people that wash their hands 10 times a day and then, you know, under 10 times or under 5 times.
Yeah.
The lion's share of the people in this country claim to wash their hands more than 10 times a day.
That's weird.
Now, when I say lion's share, it was 37%. But by the time you whacked up all the other less than 5 times, 3 times, I don't knows and everything,
it's
the 4%, it's overwhelmingly the most.
Well,
and I thought to myself, what is people have OCD, or is this like a Howard Hughes thing?
I would think
10 times,
people,
10 times
five,
a day.
I would think most people do 5. You do it in the morning.
Yeah.
You do it at night. Middle of the day.
With soap, do you soap it up? No.
I think 4 or 5
you get soap. I don't even have soap in my bathroom.
Well, I try to do it between patients. So I do it a lot.
But do you soap up in the morning? You use soap?
I have a shower in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, that's one. And at night I use soap, yeah.
Never even do it. Yeah.
I do like 10, 15 times a day.
Really? With soap?
But yeah, because I'm out in public all the time. And whenever I go into a public restroom, which is like, you know, about 8-10 times a day.
Yeah. It's probably a piece. Yeah. And all then there's the drive-thru.
Every time you're in there, you got to wash your hands.
All right.
You don't got to.
I don't. I never wash my hand. I don't even have shampoo.
No, you wash your hands when you first go in and then everything you touch.
Only time I wash my hand is once in a while. And I know this is not going to sound good, but once in a while I go up my ass.
You go at your ass?
I go at it. You ever see
that? Your nose, too. Your nose is full of
stuff. I go up my nose.
When you're driving, you're like,
can't even see my face. It's like two hands. I got to steer with my knee so I can go up my nose.
Probably going at yourself.
No, I go up my ass. Like, you know, once in a while a dog goes at itself.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. That's you.
You're making that noise? Once I go up my ass. You know what the sad part is? Then someone will come in and go, oh, who farted? And I'll be like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. No. It's the only time you really jump on the fart. Like, oh, yeah, no. That was me. Yeah, I farted. That's right. Fart. Yeah, fart. That's right. Yeah.
You know, sitting on your hand.
Shove my whole face in my mouth. Oh, fart. All right. I will wash my hands then.
All right, good.
Okay?
Here we go.
All right, let's shake on it. Come on.
No, buddy. I don't want to touch your hand.
All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Who's in here? Papa Roach in here tomorrow night. We saw the meat and potato of their set at the Acoustic Christmas on Sunday night. We were standing
six feet
from a mountainous wall. Speakers, yes. And my fillings were floating in my mouth.
I felt like I was getting chest compressions.
Yeah, Drew was like, I can't breathe.
And speaking of meat and potatoes, I nearly got caught with a piece of that.
Piece of loogie.
Oh, yeah.
Piece of loogie.
Yeah, it's good times.
Yeah, well, we'll talk to the band about that. Drew's surprised to find out that I don't own soap.
Yeah.
I don't wash my hands.
That's a commitment.
I don't wash my hands. I don't. I never did.
You're sort of natural man. You're man in nature.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, you produce natural oils. They stay on you.
Yeah.
Your natural stink. You crack. You know, you scratch your ass. You leave that smell. Mm-hmm. Just go.
Yeah.
Just under your nails permanently now.
Yeah. You want to smell a cuticle?
No.
Okay.
So you know when you come by, there's no doubting it's you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have any funk.
And all that hair on your ass. It's got to be a good.
One would think. One would think.
Yeah.
One or even maybe two people, depending on how many people are staring at my ass, would think. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, here's who would think, however many people staring at my ass. You know, one,
all
through.
All of them.
All would think. One or all.
Would think.
Them would think.
Mm-hmm.
Them would. Are you ready to go?
Yeah, let's talk to Bill.
Bill?
Yeah.
You're a swinger?
Yeah.
You're 36?
Yep.
What's up?
You guys were asking for information from people about the swinging, why people do it.
Why do you do it?
I guess probably the underlying issue as far as why we do it initially. Most people are probably voyeurs, or at least most people in the swinging lifestyle are voyeurs to some extent. Are able to separate sex from being for procreational, for recreational.
No, that's a bunch of BS.
Drew's not able to do that. Drew,
yeah.
If that were true, Drew would have 4 million kids.
It's true.
He's
I
such
would.
A passionate man.
I would have 4 million kids.
With 2,700
women.
In fact,
for most men, the whole reproductive aspect of sex is an inconvenience. For all most men. They're not generally thinking about reproducing when they're interested in sex.
Yeah.
Well, neither does it have to be contained within a marriage either.
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you, my experience...
Everybody is uncomfortable watching somebody, and quite a few people find it.
I know it's
to see their spouse.
Yeah, and no, it's there's no doubt it's a turn on.
Seeing your spouse with other people, that's what the turn on.
Yeah,
it is for us and many people. Sure.
Yeah, it is. So you know, heroin and
grin on somebody's face and seeing them having a good time.
Yeah.
No, but Bill,
you're people pleaser.
That's the point. Is it heroin, cocaine, all that puts a nice smile on people, too? It doesn't mean it's healthy.
Well,
it doesn't mean it's,
Well, here's the thing. Here's the thing. I can identify.
Well, here's what I want you to do. Don't throw it under the umbrella of, well, you're just too uptight. No. That's not us. We're not uptight. So we're just interested in what motivates people. What motivates them to need to do this? And why isn't everybody interested in doing that? And why is it in my life the only people I know that do this are alcoholic addicts? And they do it like crazy, and they find great satisfaction in it. But it's usually part of their disease and or sex addicts.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Bill? Sorry to disappoint. No drugs or other addictions. If you want to call sex an addiction, I guess at some point you could certainly could. But,
hold on 1 second. Let me talk some sense into my partner, Dr. Ahead. Girl.
Sure.
First off,
I'm not saying everybody is. I'm saying
he has that sort of nerdy, contained affect that all these guys do.
All these guys?
Yeah, oftentimes. They're smart guys who are able, they're sort of, they're smart guys who are able to talk around
something
that they sort of, there's a part of them that realizes it's not a great thing to do with your wife.
Right.
And they're smart enough to be able to talk around that part.
To talk to
me and
it, right.
They figure if they can talk you into it or convert you into it or explain there's enough other people that think like they think, that it's going to somehow make that little part of them that realizes it's effed up go away. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is all people do in all forms of life. They take their retarded religious belief that they don't really believe, and then they try to get you to believe it to help them believe it. Hmm. People do that with stuff that they that is good, and they do it with stuff that's bad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Religion is like, oh, it's a good thing. I wish I believed it. I believe it 70%. I'm going to believe it 80% if you believe it too, and then we can get together and both sort of blow smoke up each other's collective tukai. This is a thing that I think feels bad, but if we can get together with enough like-minded people...
I don't feel the shame if everybody else supports it, which is fine. That's
right.
Fine,
yeah. Now, here's the thing. You don't really have the voyeur thing, and you don't have the denigration thing.
Me?
No, yeah, you.
Well, what do you mean by voyeur thing? Like watching pornography is just voyeurism then, right? Watching pornography?
It's
so everybody has that.
Well, it's
all men have that anyway.
It's the voyeuristic thing is sort of connected to the degrading thing.
Oh,
it's a little bit of not only am I watching, but I'm watching you being sort of compromised. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's a turn on.
Zero
for Drew.
I got a zero on that one.
The zero.
Does that mean that I'm sick or they're sick?
Something's wrong with you.
Probably.
You understand?
Could be.
What's wrong with adults, healthy adults, enjoying a beautiful sexual act?
Didn't he seem like the kind of guy also that would be, thinks he should be in charge of everything because he's so smart, but it's not quite, not there. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
That guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
But listen, I know this guy.
Yeah.
Here's the point. You have none of that, and most people have that. Most guys, I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Most guys get a sort of perverse thrill out of hearing about their women with their ex-partners.
That's like Chinese water torture.
Yeah, it's Chinese water torture, but so is a lot of things that are a turn-on. There's a sort of love-hate sort of walking a fine line.
That's where I differ. It's all good. I don't have love-hate.
No, you have love. You'll love a hole in someone's knee. Yeah. Most guys do that thing where, especially when you're younger, you have more energy. They'll do that thing where they'll see the old boyfriend or they'll see the guy.
And
they'll go aggressive. Yeah, but it's a voyeuristic sort of...
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think the voyeurism...
Denigration thing.
Okay, I get that.
It's this one. It's this one. You're with him, right? Yeah. I bet you, did you do all the stuff you do with me?
Yeah.
I bet you did that and more. Is he big? Is he hung?
Is he bigger than me? You're denigrating yourself, though. Right?
I know, but it's like playing with that tooth that hurts.
Yeah.
You can't stop flicking it with your tongue.
Zero.
No, a lot of guys have that.
Now, do you think voyeurism is also attached to the flip side of voyeurism is exhibitionism?
No.
Different.
Different guy.
Different guy. Okay.
Different guy.
Right.
Yeah, it makes sense, but different guy.
Right.
So the guys who get into that, and I would go so far as to say 40 or 50. And by the way, it's 70% of guys have that when they're 19.
The
maybe 90%.
So they like to denigrate women.
Well, it's that weird sort of probing thing where they're in the shower and you're looking through their yearbook.
Yeah, but that's looking to beef up.
That's part of it. It's part, yeah. But it's all part of it. Then you see the guy with the circle around his thing and the heart thing, and it's like, I bet she was with that dude. I bet they got it on. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Guys do, and all guys do that at 19.
Yeah. But how they respond to it is what we're discussing.
It sort of angers most guys, but but it sort of gets their blood going too.
All right, but that's that vengeance stuff.
But you can identify with that.
The anger part, yes.
But it's not pure anger. It's not like I got to find this guy and I got to destroy him.
Well, I feel,
little like, you little slut. I bet you were with this guy.
None of that.
What's your feelings at 19 when you're looking at this and you see the chick's prom picture?
I think the self-esteem is, my self-esteem was so low. It was like anger and then
what's
shame,
the anger?
Shame.
Okay, but what's the anger?
The anger is just testosterone. It's like, it's my mind. Mine.
Yeah, all right, but mine based on, I bet you're with him.
No.
Oh, what if they're just buddies? You don't care.
Oh, at 19? I don't even care about that.
Well, only because something may have happened.
Right. Even if he were interested in something happened and it didn't, I'd be all about that. But I wouldn't say, I bet you. I wouldn't go there. I would not go to that. I wouldn't have caught that.
Look, when you were 19 and you were thumbing through your old lady's yearbook,
I would get a toothache pain and anger.
Yes. Yes, based on the fact that she blew him in a limo.
I wouldn't think about that, though. I couldn't do that.
You got to go to that math. If it's her brother. Okay, what if there's a picture of her and her brother?
I'm all right with that.
That's a biggie at your home.
All right, come on.
No. If there's a picture of her and your brother, you don't care because that's just some dude, but they're related.
Right.
Then you see the picture of her and her friend, and you're like, who's this dude? And it's like, that's Steve. We've known each other. We're neighbors growing up. He's harmless. He's gay now. Whatever. Okay, that's a little less. Then you see the guy they went to the prom with, and that's a little bigger pit in the belly. Mm-hmm. Please.
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
But I didn't then go, you little whatever.
No, but it's sort of based on...
What I get is I'm going to lose her to whatever, so some other guy.
Whatever it is, it stirs us, it's impactful.
At that age.
Ugh. It's impactful. These guys take that something that most guys have. You have less of it. Guys like Bill have more of it, but that sort of natural thing.
They need to keep massaging it.
And they sort of take it.
Do you want to see what his mom...
Take it to the next level.
What his relationship with his mom was like or something?
I don't think that's going to tell us anything. Bill?
Well, hold on. First, Drew, I thought at least from a similar, somewhat of a related period, you may want some answers. I thought you had questions for the lifestyle. I didn't know that you're going to have it be purely entertainment and let Adam just run with it. But maybe I misunderstood what you all were looking for. I thought you wanted just somebody to call in and be able to answer some questions. Did you all just have...
All right, just go. Ask him a question, would you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I misunderstood what you all were after.
Yeah,
we were speculating.
I didn't want anything. Go ahead, Drew. Ask him questions.
Yeah,
I thought there was a legitimate curiosity about trying to understand.
Bill, stop being so defensive. Listen, we're just speculating about what the possible motivation is for causing people to do this. What is the motivation, then, from your perspective?
From my perspective, purely, it's just something that, as a couple, we find pleasurable.
Yeah, well, that's BS. That's nonsense. So there are all kinds of things people find pleasurable. What do you think the source of that is? Where does that come from? Where is the need to denigrate and to see somebody else that you love with somebody else, and that feels good to you? Well, where does that come from?
I guess it's a difference of opinion, Drew. We don't.
No, where does it come from? These things come from somewhere always. I don't care what you do,
Bill. He doesn't
know
where it comes from. If he knew where it comes from, he wouldn't do it.
Bill, we don't care what you do. You should enjoy. But the fact is we're interested in people's behavior and why they behave differently in different situations.
We don't think that it's denigrating somebody.
Well, there you go. What do you think the part, why is it a turn on?
Why is it a turn on? Well, I guess it goes back to pornography in general. Why just look at it? Why not be able to watch it?
Why is it a turn on for you? And for most people, it would be
I think
more, it is mortifying.
A turn on for most people in general, it's just that it's
not
accepted within the
No. You're trying to convince yourself that it's not the case. It would be an exceedingly painful experience for me. You're going to have to accept that. Just the way I can accept that you're turned on.
No, that's the thing. It's like Bill works under the retarded notion that the world is just too uptight and he's more evolved.
Right.
And they're freer than we are.
No, that's not how it works. You have a different motivational system than I do.
Right.
You experience this differently than I do. For me, it would be a mortifying, painful experience. Why is it a turn on for you?
Oh, you guys want to talk to the wife?
No, we're talking to you.
No, I shouldn't talk to you. Bill.
Yes.
You have no, what do? Something with computers?
No, work in behavioral health.
Behavioral health. Wow. That'd put some mirrors up in that joint. Whoa.
Well, that's
heavy.
But this is what the problem is,
yes,
Bill, is that these are reenacting boundary violations. Mm-hmm. And, you know, boundary violations are a real serious and common phenomenon in family systems today. And in my world, all I'm doing with people constantly is teaching them to reestablish boundaries and to respect boundaries. And this is a violation of all
mm-hmm. that. So you think it's your world where we're just living in it? Is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
No.
All right, Bill, thanks for shedding that light on it. Here's the deal. Although it sounds like we're judging, it's impossible to judge.
Cannot judge.
Can't judge. Impossible. No, we do judge. I judge all the time. That's my favorite thing to do is judge. I judge people by how they dress, how they look, everything. Eye color. I judge everything all the time. Bill didn't do... We would like someone to convince us to go along with this plan.
Not convince. Just tell us what. Who are you? Why do you do that? What, how's it work for you? Why is it different? That's all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that they know.
That's not a very evolved way of looking at things. But
well, you don't know what flips your sexual cookie. You just feel compelled to do it. And your job isn't to explore it too greatly because you're going to have a difficult time stopping it if your sexual cookie is flipped. Do you see what I'm saying?
It doesn't behoove you. People are afraid to look at that?
Well, look at it this way. I like the big cans.
Yeah.
You know, I like a big set of knockers.
Yeah.
And that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. I like a decent areola too.
Decent.
That's me. Yeah. I also like some nipple play myself. I have sensitive nipples. That's me. You can turn on?
No.
Here's my point. I don't want to spend all day thinking about and analyzing why I enjoy a big rack.
You know what?
I want to find a picture of a big rack and beat off.
But if I started pushing you...
No, I'm saying go find
right
me a
now,
picture.
Right now, like a second, yeah. Chris, get
Chris,
on it.
Chris, get on the
Add
internet.
Some coffee, too.
I can blow some steam off.
But if I pushed you about it a little bit, you'd be willing to go along with a little exploration. You'd say, maybe it's this, maybe it's that. I don't know.
It would be, but these guys become defensive because they want to continue doing their behavior.
You wouldn't say, you wouldn't go, well, yeah, if you weren't so uptight, you'd be into this stuff, too.
Right.
It's, everybody should be into it.
These guys are all the same guy. They're all up in their head. They're not connected at all to what motivates them.
By the way, I got this distinct
feeling. And they
feeling.
Just rationalize.
By
if,
the way,
if it feels good,
I got
and everyone loves it.
I got this distinct feeling from Bill that Mama was driving this thing.
The old lady?
Yeah.
His wife?
Mm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You want to talk to her? She offered to talk to her?
No. I can't talk to guys like Bill.
Yeah.
And it's
too frustrating.
Yeah. It's like trying to move. Oh, it's like trying to move water from one kiddie pool to the next with a butterfly net. just why you start getting angry and start pounding on the thing.
He never said I. He said we ever.
We, I know. That's why I thought it was one of the reasons that made me think the wife was into it.
Yeah.
And then we cornered him when we got him really down to the, you know, have to address something real. You want to talk to her? That was his response.
Yeah.
Here, talk to her. I don't know. Talk to her.
Look, here's our thing. We don't care what any of you do.
No, I don't care.
But don't pretend like it doesn't come from somewhere.
Right.
And certainly don't pretend like you're just more evolved or freer or more open or more passionate or some of this nonsense. No, you're marginally more effed up.
I won't even go there.
I will. And, you're not doing drugs. You're not doing coke or whatever or booze. Fantastic. Yeah. By the way, this is your booze. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, fine. Donnell?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Donnell.
You're 21. What's up?
Hi. I wanted to know if a woman could get cervical cancer or have any other problems due to an uncircumcised penis.
No, there's nothing about the lack of circumcision that means anything to a woman, except that there's some evidence that men who are uncircumcised may be more prone to the wart virus and thereby increase risk of transmitting the potential cause of cervical cancer to their partners.
Yeah.
That's a potential thing that you may carry an added risk for. But if you don't have the wart virus, the lack of circumcision itself doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah, okay. It just, put it this way. It's like somebody broke off a little sponge on the end of your dork, and now you carry around a little funk.
What?
Yeah?
What?
No. Here's what I'm saying. The uncircumcised penis is things are able to live there a little longer.
Oh yeah. Bacteria.
And then that's part of the problem. But yeah. Donnell, you're fine. If this was a big problem,
the rest of the world, yes, would be in trouble. We're the only industrialized nation that commonly, routinely does circumcision.
Really? Yeah. I always hear that, but now that's it, huh? Well, what about Canada? Yeah.
Are they industrialized?
I don't know what the hell those people are. They're angry. Everyone's angry. They all hate us. Yeah. Jealous. Are they an industrialized nation? Yes. I'm assuming
they are.
I don't know what they produce.
Well, they're French, so there's probably a lot of forest prepuce up there.
I'd love to find out what percentage of Canadians, because they're white, they speak English, they're right next door, and they're industrialized.
A lot of French speaking.
A lot, but not more than 50%, would you say?
Well, when you go to Canada, when you hear the government, you know, the prime minister speaking stuff, he'll talk in Spanish. In French a lot of time.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm? He's just kissing ass.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. I say under 30% with the French. What do you say?
40, 50, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what about the circumcision?
40, 50.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. All right. Why don't you go find out?
Are we head up there right now?
No, go over the computer. Okay, right. Come on, quit screwing around. Jeff?
Yes.
You're 21?
I am 21.
What's happening?
Adam, you are a god.
Yes, this god. Is true.
You are. You are a god. If you ever run for president, you have my vote.
I am on FM radio in a syndicated program known as Loveline.
That's true. Please don't ever let Dr. Bruce come back on and substitute for you.
Uh-oh, what happened? I thought he did a good job.
No, he sat there and wasn't helpful at all. He can never be Dr. Drew.
No, he can't. No, only Dr. Drew can be Dr. Drew.
Only Dr. Drew. And without Adam, Dr. Drew, I'm sorry, you need Adam.
Right, man. Right. Does he ever? Oh.
Does he ever? Yeah, Bruce is no Dr. Drew.
And Drew's no Dr. Drew without Adam. What you're saying?
If this is true, you're going to go to jail, buddy.
Whoa. I didn't know he came in here drunk.
Yeah. Well, it was tough because the lampshade kept banging up against the mic.
You had your fun.
Oh, my God.
Now, is that drunk or is that nerd? He's not drunk. I know, but that's what super nerdy guys sound like.
All right, could be?
I'll avoid this behavior in the future.
That was super. So, Jeff, you had a question?
Yeah, calling all nerds.
What's that, Jeff?
I'm not a nerd.
All right, Jeff. Yeah, sure.
Maybe.
What's the question?
All right.
I was wondering if you guys ever got tired of dealing with the public after all your years of Loveline.
No.
No, amazingly not. The guys like Bill, though, great on you a little bit.
Yeah, and
the girls, the hostile women, sometimes will be a little trouble. It's bothersome. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel good. Make you feel awful.
Not me.
But
I love everyone.
Otherwise, no, interestingly not.
You're all my children, but in the way you're like the world's children, like that doesn't mean I'm going to do anything. Producer Ann said to me the other night, "Woo, we get some time off. You looking forward to it?" And I said, "Nah,
yeah, yeah.
I like
it." I missed Sunday night show and Monday night show. And they came last night. I felt like I've been away for like 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah. I and Drew, I don't know if you know this about me, but I will complain if I don't like doing something.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever heard me complain before?
No. Oh, no, Adam, you complain. No.
I don't complain about doing this show.
No. Yeah, that's true.
Right. I complain about everything else.
Every effing thing else.
Everything else.
Yes.
Everything else.
Everything.
All right.
Your car.
Everything.
Funny when you're driving.
Never stop complaining.
Coffee.
One huge ball of complaint, but not this show.
Yeah, good point.
All right.
It means something.
It means something. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. Dr. Drew is going to go look up some Canadian trivia for us.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night there, kiddies. Drew and I just on the World Wide Web. Drew, what'd you find out?
Found out about somewhere between about 3% of the French Canadians get circumcisions, while around 20-30% of the more Britishly oriented types tend to get it.
Damn.
And about 30% of Canada is either French or bilingual.
Mm-hmm. What was the number I gave, Drew?
30.
There you go.
There you go.
You see,
don't question you.
No, but based on nothing, that's what the genius is about,
yeah,
Drew.
That's it.
Never
that's
read
how
a book.
You know there's a genius.
That's how I know.
That's how I know you channel things, by the way.
That's
which
what
is
the
scary.
Genius is.
You have some kind of freaking attachment to the chi or the Tao or something.
Thank you. Speaking of thank you, I want to thank engineer Chris for getting me a gift certificate.
Starbucks
gift certificate and some cookies, which is mom baked for us.
Wow. What's your mom's name?
Carol.
Carol. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Carol. Let me say this about the gift certificates. I was thinking about this. I go on this jag every year. Yes, Drew.
New law in California. They cannot expire.
I know. It's not that new. It's been around a little bit.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
Yes. Here's the thing, everybody. I believe we can take control of the gift certificates. Like this whole expiration thing. What does that mean if you really think about it? Somebody spends $100, $200.
It's like it means like your cash expires. It's like this $100 bill expires after April 15th.
Yeah. Look, let me explain something to everybody. When people sort of hold all the cards, then they start making the rules,
right.
And the rules magically seem to benefit them.
That's right.
So here's what it is. You give them $100, and now they have the $100. Now it's time to start making the rules. Aha, this is going to expire in a year. You can't transfer it. By the way, no change.
By the way, no change. Both the card and the paper bill, just symbols.
Right.
You know, not different.
Of the $100 that your aunt gave them,
yes,
so you could buy CDs.
They're not different in some sort of substantive way.
Yes. I think what we need to do is we need to take back our streets when it comes to these bogus gift certificates. And let me... No, we don't. Because let me say this. Well, first... No. I want change on my goddamn gift certificate. Yeah. Let me say this. First off, they shouldn't be looking a gift horse in the mouth, these stores with the gift certificates, because I started thinking about it, like... If you make over a certain amount a year, it's probably less than 50% ever get used to the full extent. Now, you're ultra cheap, Drew, so you probably throw the curve off a little bit. But here's
less
what I'm saying. Okay. Tell me if you disagree with that.
Right,
and remember, this is a guy who knew Canada.
I know,
had
I can't disagree with anything you say. So go 30%
ahead.
So just tell me what
speaking.
It is.
Okay. $0 to $20,000 a year, I'd say it's like 89 to 90% of that gift certificate gets used in one way, shape, or form or another. When you start getting over people that make like 75, 100 grand, 150 grand a year, this thing sits in their desk until it expires. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got some boss that makes some pretty decent coin and you're going to give him a Blockbuster thing for $30.
Yeah.
It's sitting in his desk.
Yeah, yeah.
It is exactly the same as you going to the store, giving them $30 and saying, no, I want no merchandise in return. I'll just be leaving. Take the
$30. Right.
That's what happens more often than not. I would bet that as you get over 50 grand or maybe 75 grand, it probably starts getting down to about 50% usage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep in mind, half the stuff gets thrown out. Half the stuff just gets lost or thrown out. I mean, you get a gift certificate in your wallet for $300. Your wallet gets lost. It's gone.
How is it we don't lose paper money, but we lose gift certificates?
You can't. That's the other thing, too. They have all these great rules that magically favor them, which is, you know, you lose the gift certificate because your wallet gets left in the cab. You know, I'll just go replace the credit card and the gift certificate.
You have to go to that store, too. And how often do you go to that store? It's not the store you go to. Yeah. It's the store that got a bunch of gifts.
When you lose something, you never get it. You never get replaced. 10% probably gets tossed out with the paper wrappings around the Christmas tree or the office party or wherever it is. Then there's this one. You don't know what's on the card.
Mm.
See, they should put a little sticker on there that says like 4/26/2004, 8972.
Right.
So you know what's on the card. I always just assume, you know what's on the card to start with.
Yeah.
But then you go, now if someone just gets you one for $15, well, it's kind of, you know, it's moot. But no, it's cool. No, but I'm saying is sometimes there's people who really love you.
I know you
and they get
you
like $300.
Time, you know?
Yeah,
we'll get used.
It will get used.
It will get used.
Believe me.
It will get used.
So Chris gave us a Starbucks card.
It will get used. It will get used to cut a nice line of blow for myself. And Tootski, you know what I mean? Chop it up.
Tootski.
Yeah, then I'll pick my teeth with it and throw it away. But it will get used.
No wonder you go at your nose so much.
It will get used. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Nose
stay
candy.
Focused here.
Okay, here's my point. You'll get these cards sometimes. They'll have a couple $100 on them. You'll go buy something for $50, $60. You'll never write it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A year will go by.
Right.
You'll be staring at the card. You have no idea
right.
what's on it.
Right.
And you always just think the worst.
Right.
Like there's $9 on here. I'm not going across town to use
right.
this thing again. And it just gets thrown in some drawer.
Yes.
I could make a deck, a playing deck of just sort of cards that are floating around. No one knows what they're for. I don't know what's on them. You have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the expiration thing, which they try to pull on you.
Mm-hmm.
I like the part. So this must be a crazy windfall for businesses every year.
Yeah.
All right. Here's what I did. I went to the Barney's in New York. Remember we used to get that?
I remember that.
I went sick on those people.
Our producers used to give us a card every year.
Here's what I would like all of you people to do. That part where they don't give change is BS.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what you need to do. I suggest this strongly. Whenever someone gives you the policy, their policy, you give them your policy.
Right.
And now you're the Mexican standoff for policies. And there's nothing better, by the way. They go, I'm sorry, sir, but our policy is we don't give change on gift certificates. Wow, that's crazy. Because you know what my policy is? I always get change on gift certificates.
That's
my policy.
That's what you did at Barney's, as I recall.
I went nuts. We got a gift certificate for $1,500. I spent like $1,487 over there, and I wanted my $13 change, and they said, oh, no. And then the other thing is then you go out and you find a belt that's $33, and you got to kick in another $25 to get yourself over the top. That's the other thing they do. You got to spend to get up to your thing
right.
because otherwise, no, we don't give change. So I said, look, you got a choice between finding something that's $13.39 or giving me the 13. Well, we don't give. Well, I don't pay one penny over it. So go find me a belt or some shoelaces or something. Go hop to it, Ferry. And the guy looked, the guy found nothing. So I said, no, that I could get change. And they said, no. And we stood there for about an hour. I got the general manager on the phone. I didn't even care about the money. Don't act like it's not my money.
Yeah.
See, that's what it does. Possession, everybody. Possession. That's why communism doesn't work.
Right.
People need to be motivated.
Yep.
You do that thing where you order something, you pay in full, and they tell you to be in about 5 weeks. Call them in 7 and see if they remember what you're talking about.
Right.
No, it's half now and half on delivery. You need to motivate.
Yep.
Yes?
Motivate.
Motivate. Semper Fi. All right. Thanks,
Anderson.
Buddy.
Anderson.
Thanks, Chris.
That button's not working right now. Sorry.
All right. You ready to rock?
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Threesomes?
We're talking about threesomes. Let's go.
Been a few threesomes?
Yeah, we go.
Brad?
Yes.
27?
Yep. What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey, I wanted to, shed some light, all the calls that I heard earlier, no one seemed to really have, like, an explanation on why they do the threesomes and why they do that. I mean, obviously...
No, wait. The threesome is one thing, but we asked why you'd bring another guy in and watch it him with your wife. That's what he was sort of into.
Right. Well, I think, me personally, I would also, be mortified to, watch another guy, do something with my lady, but... ultimately, I think it just boils down to a control. It's just a control issue.
Mm-hmm.
And
I mean, that's why you'd be motivated because you'd feel out of control.
No, just to control her. Yeah, just to control her and to control that situation. Because I mean, me myself, I've done some threesomes in the past with women, male or female. I mean, a threesome is a threesome. And when I'm sitting back, sometimes
hold on a second,
write that down.
Three dudes. If I'm one of the dudes,
different than two
that's
girls and a guy.
Much different. Listen, let me tell you something about a threesome. I don't even want to be there. I'd rather just be three chicks. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I have to be there.
Right.
You know.
Right. To make
but
it three.
Those big difference between two chicks and you.
Yeah.
And two dudes and a dude and a chick. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. So I'm not sure. Well, I want
threesome.
To hear more
it's not just
saying.
A threesome.
So Brad,
man.
You're saying it's a control issue to see a woman with a man.
Right, and I think that,
Well, that's what Adam's kind of saying. It's sort of control and degradation.
I just think it boils down to control. Because when I'm sitting, there's been times when I've actually been in the middle of a threesome, two women, and I'm sitting back going, man, I can't believe these chicks are doing everything that I'm telling them to do. Like, I'm just, tripping because I'm in the middle of this whole thing, but I'm controlling it. And I think that that's, you know, the pleasure part of it. I mean, sure, you know, sure, the pleasure issue of it motivates all of us.
Yeah, but that's two women. That's totally different.
Look, yes, it is. No, I know. Look, as per usual, Brad has shined no light.
He tried, though, on
our query. But here's the thing. You want to know, like, why guys like anal sex.
Yeah.
This is why.
Yes.
It's that who's in charge? Who's in charge?
Yeah.
Lay down. Let that guy make sex on you. I'll be over here fiddling with my dork. You let him have sex.
But what
who's
they,
in charge?
What do they think of that woman? What, that woman doesn't exist to them? Or they don't...
But think about people in general. You know what I mean? Think about guys in general. Guys want to be in charge, and they display it in different ways.
But it's in charge, and they're sort of acting out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you want to know why so many guys are into the butt love?
No, I can understand that more than
than
wanting to be with another man, their girl.
Yeah, no, I know, yeah. But it's an extension of the same impulse for most guys.
Okay.
All right.
I'm accepting it. I just can't relate, I guess.
Most guys have an element of, I'm grabbing a handful of your hair, and you love it, bitch.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Drew, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Man of passion. Man of passion.
But that's not degradation.
These are shades of gray.
Yeah.
You think about them. I mean, look. Okay. Most guys have the I'm grabbing a handful of hair.
Yeah.
Give a little slap on the behind, rough trade. All right. Mm-hmm. Most guys have it. Then the next step is a little backdoor action. I know it hurts, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm in charge. I think
I'm in charge.
Naturally, you know what I mean? Yeah, I think the next one is hurt women.
Lay down with that guy. Lay down with him. Let him do things.
That's a disconnect now.
I know it's disconnecting. I know you can't stretch it enough because the chewing gum breaks in the middle.
Yeah.
But it's that's that. That's that energy. Mm. All right.
But what makes the guy need the energy to go there? What's that guy? What's he been through that makes the energy go that far? That's my question.
Well, part of it is just...
Has he been degraded by women, and that's why? Or has he been angry with his mom, or growing up?
I got to believe there's feelings to that.
Yeah, so, okay. All right.
All right. Okay.
That's all he had to say was, hey, when I was in junior high school, I was so angry and miserable.
They don't know. Look, if you know what's going on, you work on it, and then you don't do it.
Or not, as you with the boobs, and you just live with it.
How dare you?
Know what it is.
How dare you turn a boob on me?
Turning a blind boob on too.
And by the way, me liking a big set of cans just makes me more man than the rest of you guys.
Whatever.
What's a guy got upstairs? Zero. What's furthest away from a dude? F cup.
Furthest away from a dude is a dude that likes his nipples played with.
I have sensitive nipples.
That's what I'm talking about.
Jim? Hey, Chris, you really want to get me a Christmas present? Come over here.
Oh, my God.
Warm that hand up.
Let's talk to Jim.
All right. Jim.
Yes, hello.
All right, now we have to take a break.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second.
Hold on one second.
We're going to ourselves take a look, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Papa Roach in here tomorrow night. We're just devouring some cookies that engineer Chris's mom made for us.
Very good.
Chris was a little shamed when I said, who baked these? And he said, not me. My mom did it. And I thought, thank Christ.
Yeah, of course you didn't.
No, that's good.
Right, okay, good.
It's good. Yeah, I don't want to find like a 4-inch pube or anything
especially
in there.
Especially like the crushed walnut in there. Wow, it's good.
Yeah, and let me give you a little tip on the cookies out there. First off, you stick with the chocolate chip and the ones with the, when they put a little walnut in there, a Toll House-y thing. You know, it's a peanut butter, nice. And oatmeal, be nice. Stay away from just your basic sugar cookies. That's white trash.
You know
that's
what,
for kids. Don't give me the finger, Drew. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, you're right. But I had some cookies tonight from a fine bakery.
Mm-hmm.
A place called Benish or something. It's mm-hmm. based on a bus. Yeah.
Oh, Fairfax.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
What was it?
Just some basic cookies. And they were like.
Yeah, but done well.
Huh. Why aren't all cookies like this? Like enough, the right amount of shortening.
That's $4 a piece.
Butter and stuff.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. Don't outsmart yourself with the I put gummy bears in there. Right. So, no. I don't want to see a bunch of sprinkles and tinsel and garbage.
Stay basic.
Stay basic. That's right. You got your nuts. You got your Toll House morsels. Yes, Drew?
And a little crushed walnut in there. That's good.
Peanut butter cookies ignored, by the way, around the holidays oftentimes.
Good.
You can't go wrong with butter cookies. Mm-hmm. So get them a little warm or they pull apart.
Stop it.
Okay. I'm going to stop. Right. Jim?
Yeah, that's cookies, me. Yeah.
You're 23. I give Drew the 10.
What?
Yeah, go ahead. I got him going on the cookies, going nuts. Yeah, Chris's mom must have crushed up walnuts
or
something.
Look, there it is. Here's a walnut. Look.
Oh, okay, Drew, I'll take your word for it, by the way. You don't have to show me a walnut the size of a pencil tip. I understand. Okay. Right, go ahead, Jim.
Hi.
All right.
What do you want? You want me to tell what I'm...
Yeah, go ahead.
What you're talking about.
Well, I was hoping I could give a little bit of insight about some of the thoughts behind swingers, because I don't swing myself, but I had met a couple in their late 40s, early 50s. I don't really know how old the guy was, but they liked to swing a lot. They aren't together anymore.
Sure. Surprise, surprise.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not surprised either. But the strangest phrase came out of him when he said he was at some swinger party. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys asked him, "Can I make love to your wife?" And he said, "No, you may not. You may have sex with my wife, but you may not make love with my wife."
That clarifies a lot.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's just that's again one of these sort of retarded rationales.
I know, I think that. But anyhow, they really tried to convince me and she's my wife now, but then we were just dating. Mm-hmm. She really wanted to do some swinging with us, and I declined, but my wife said, I want to try it out. So,
when was this?
Huh?
When, my before wife. You got married?
Before I got married, yes.
How long ago was this?
That was, we got married about 2.5 years ago.
How old was she at the time?
I think she was 20.
And what, was this with the same couple?
Hold on.
Hold on
a second. By the way, the swinging thing, to me, it's all predicated on what the chick looks like on the other side of the swing party.
Right.
Swing vote, swing shift. If they're that sort of, wind sun blasted 50-something-year-old, I'm going to be going down on the moccasin between their legs, count me out. I got to size up the couple. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The 50, 60-year-old swingers sounds like a sort of what's in it for me as a swinger.
Right.
All right. But, Jim, mm-hmm. your wife said, well, I'm curious. I'd like to try this out. Or before
with this couple.
With this couple.
Is that right?
Adam, I covered my mouth when I coughed there.
Thank you.
With this couple, Jim? That's who she did it with?
Yes.
And at that point,
it wasn't swinging anymore. It was a threesome they had, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
And you had them go. They went off and did this. You weren't present.
No, I was not. I didn't want to be there.
Now you were planning on marrying this woman at the time.
At that time, we were living together.
You were living together. You were having a serious, committed relationship.
Yeah.
And she just went off and did this thing.
Wasn't there a part of you that went, whoa, what? No, where are you going? No.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to. I mean, a part of you the size of Nebraska that was like, where are you? You're not leaving.
I think you're right not, now, and I and she said, she said, if you want me not to do this, just say so. And I felt from being friends with them, I felt guilty for not letting her explore these kinds.
Oh, Jim. Oh, boy.
Wow. And so she went over there. She had sex with him. She had sex with the woman. And did she enjoy it?
No, she didn't. But strangely enough, after that, I guess she wasn't really satisfied with that. But I let her have sex with two other men. One that she worked with. One. This is really weird. I work at a gas station still, mm-hmm. and I worked at one then. And a guy, she was there with me, just talking with me, really late night stuff. And a guy came in, and I don't know, that guy was, like, just really horny, and he decided to be really weird and frisky. And in my store, he went in the bathroom and showed his stuff, and my wife was like, hey, that's nice. And she went in the bathroom, opened the door, and showed her stuff, and she was like, Jim, can I go off and, Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jim. Jim.
And they just went into the bathroom and had sex?
No, they wouldn't do it in the store. They, drove around for a little while.
Yeah.
Jim, was your wife, what happened to your wife? Was she sexually abused, something growing up?
Well, I knew you, every call that you get, you ask those questions. And
no,
yes,
not every call. When people do this kind of thing. We haven't asked it once yet tonight. But in your wife's case...
when Mr. Goodwrench comes into the filling station and fills your wife after he fills his tires...
That's a woman who's been sexually abused.
Yes, thank you. Both of us have, actually.
All right, so and that's why you're reenacting the victim role. She's the victimizer in this case. It's a nice daisy chain. She gets victimized by a guy, and that victimizes you.
Wow.
It's really not a good situation, Jim.
Yeah, we both stopped all of that stuff. I don't think I would be with
just her. Oral. All right, so Jim, here's what I'm going to need you two kids to do.
Take your lithium.
We don't have any kids.
Good. That's excellent. My boy. Yeah, that's Jim. My boy. That's
No.
You're only
no.
23, buddy.
30. 30.
Yeah, I'd like you to be 130. Before you have any kids. I agree with Drew.
I mean, brilliant Adam has died. You know, Drew, I have a lot of respect for you, too.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Now, Jim, listen to me, brother man.
Uh-huh.
You guys need to contain yourselves. You're doing a good job on it. She needs to do a little better job with her. You need to not get her pregnant, and you need to get a little therapy. And how dare you assume that she was sexually abused in some way?
You say that
every time someone calls. Please, you just got lucky.
Mind you, that was the first time we asked that question tonight.
Well, yeah, but look, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Let's take a break. Be right back after this. Yeah, well, that's the show, everybody. I want to thank all the folks involved for making it happen. And, Drew, get the wallet out. Let's give Engineer Chris some money.
Oh, good.
Yeah, because here's the thing. He got us a nice gift certificate.
I got his one, too, you know.
15%.
I know you didn't get him a gift, but I brought him a gift yesterday.
$15, by the way, represents 25% of his GNP every year. You know what I'm saying? What do you got there, 40?
Yeah.
Kick another 20. Okay. I'm giving him $60.
Okay.
$60 each. See, I didn't know you weren't going to be around tomorrow night. There you go, buddy.
Thank you.
Know what you call that? You call that wham. That's walking around money. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Get yourself a nice sweater, maybe a hook or something. Blow off a little of that steam. You know, kids pent up.
Okay. It was built up from the Donnas yesterday.
Yeah. Chris, let me explain something. You're supposed to do that thing where you go, no, that's too much. And I go, no, here, take it. Watch, let's try it again. Watch. We'll do it again. Watch. Here we go. Hey, you're throwing something about not being able to buy, affection. Hey, I want you to take some money here, Chris.
No, please.
No, listen. Hey, I won't take no for an answer. Take it.
No, I'm Chris. No. Too easy.
That was good. All right. So, until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Yeah.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.